This is a Kim Monson news briefing. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, rated 5 new bills this week, opposing all 5. Each bill is now live on CUT Engaged, where Colorado taxpayers can read CUT's full analysis and contact bill sponsors directly. A new advisory board would spend grants instead of enforcing existing theft laws. HB 261138 would create a retail theft prevention advisory board in the Attorney General's office to award grants for investigating organized retail theft and gift card fraud. The bill also establishes a grant program for law enforcement agencies, district attorneys, task forces, and tribal agencies. The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to hear the bill on March 24. A majority of the cut board opposes the bill. CUT argues that retail theft became a serious problem in Colorado because the legislature relaxed penalties, increased liability on merchants, and municipalities stopped enforcing existing laws. Our state doesn't need another board doling out money donated by those seeking favor to those who are favored, CUT stated. Instead, we need elected representatives to protect the private property rights of all individuals. The bill is sponsored by Representatives Cecilia Espinoza, a Democrat, and Dan Woog, a Republican. Proposition 123 housing mandates get rewritten with a complicated new formula. HB 261313 would replace the current 3% annual affordable housing increase requirement with a new formula based on local housing permits and county job growth rates. The bill adds waiver provisions, bonus credits for certain unit types, and regional partnership credits for governments seeking statewide affordable housing fund money tied to Proposition 123. The House Transportation, Housing, and Local Government Committee is scheduled to hear the bill on March 25. The cut board unanimously opposes the bill. CUT considers housing funding to be an improper role of government, calling the details very complicated and poorly written, and suggesting the bill may be intended to favor certain contractors. CUT also objects to the safety clause, arguing the topic is not of immediate concern for peace, health, or safety. The bill is sponsored by Representatives Andrew Bosnecker and Rebecca Stewart and Senator Matt Ball, all Democrats. A conversion therapy bill creates an unlimited lawsuit window with no statute of limitations. House Bill 261322 would create a civil cause of action for individuals harmed by sexual orientation or gender identity change efforts. The bill targets licensed mental health professionals, their supervisors, and employers. It has no statute of limitations and allows economic and punitive damages, including claims by a deceased individual's estate. The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to hear the bill on March 25. CUT unanimously voted no, arguing the bill would intimidate counselors and chill freedom of speech. The ability of a deceased individual's estate to sue, combined with no statute of limitations, makes this bill a cash cow for the Trial Lawyer Association, CUT stated. The bill is sponsored by Representatives Karen McCormick and Alex Valdez, and Senators Lisa Cutter and Kyle Mulica, all Democrats. A $2,300 per employee fee targets large employers the week after Palantir leaves Colorado. HB 261327 would impose a $2,300 annual fee on large employers with 500 or more employees for each worker receiving state medical assistance benefits. The bill creates a new enterprise overseen by the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, with revenue funding, Medicaid benefits, and provider reimbursement increases. It carries 15 sponsors, all Democrats. The House Health and Human Services Committee is scheduled to hear the bill on March 24. CUTT notes the bill arrives the same week. A large employer, Palantir, announced its departure from Colorado over the state's regulatory environment. But some in our legislature are not satisfied running off business one at a time and evidently wish to speed up the pace, CUT wrote. CUT also questions why the legislature would mandate and penalize employers for not providing a benefit that is not legally required and points out that the Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing has already ignored legislative audit requests. The prime sponsors are Representative Lisa Ferret, a Democrat, and Senator Kyle Mulica, a Democrat, with Representatives Jennifer Bacon and Kyle Brown, both Democrats. an electronic ballot return bill, moves in the wrong direction on election security. SB 26 and 119 would authorize special districts and municipalities to allow electronic ballot return through qualified electronic transmission systems. Election officials would convert electronic returns to paper ballots for counting. The Senate State, Veterans, and Military Affairs Committee is scheduled to hear the bill on March 26. CUT opposes the bill, arguing that with increased and highly visible cases of electronic hacking of systems, as well as specific concerns about electronic voting machines, this bill's electronic casting of votes over networks could dramatically endanger the real or perceived validity of elections. CUT notes that voters increasingly want to move away from electronic voting, making this bill a move in the wrong direction. The bill is sponsored by Senator Kyle Mulica, a Democrat, and Representatives Michael Carter and Megan Loguns, both Democrats. All five bills are active in committee with hearings scheduled this week. CUT Engage lets you read the full analysis of each bill and send a message directly to the prime sponsors. Visit coloradotaxpayer.org/cutengaged to take action before these bills advance. And now, Kim's perspective. Five bills, five no votes, and the common thread is a legislature that keeps expanding government power instead of fixing what is already broken. Theft is rampant because existing laws are not enforced, so the answer is a new board to hand out grants. Employers are leaving Colorado, so the answer is a $2,300 fee on the ones who stayed. Colorado taxpayers deserve elected representatives who protect their rights, not ones who create new bureaucracies and lawsuits. CUT Engaged gives you the tools to tell them directly. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.